Good Friday evening, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's the first look at your sports, and it is a great evening for the A&M Consolidated Tigers and the Tiger fans all across the Brazos Valley. An unbelievable win for the Consolidated Tigers over the second-ranked Corpus Christi Carroll Tigers in the state semifinal game at Dell Diamond this afternoon. You heard it right here on 1620. The Tigers win it 2-1, and they'll meet Cypress Ranch tomorrow morning at 11:30 for the state 5A championship. Corpus Christi Carroll was one pitch away from winning the game 1-0 when the Tigers tied the game at 1-1 in the top of the seventh inning with a two-out, 0-2 count RBI single from Cody Hamilton. Then Alex Paradowski singled to left field to score Ryan Johnson to give the Tigers the 2-1 lead. Seth Hulbert came to the mound in relief of Riley Farrell in the bottom of the seventh inning, and they got a strikeout first.
Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Comes back from down 3-1 in the count, and Seth Holder gets the strikeout against Jason Franco.
Then they got first-round major league pick Courtney Hawkins to ground out.
Grounder to third, Turton. Throw in time. Out number two.
Then Trey Rodriguez grounded back to him.
1-2, high drama at Dell Diamond. The Carroll fans are silent. The Consol fans are making some noise. Their Tigers lead it 2-1. 1-2 with two gone in the bottom of the seventh. Hulbert to deliver to Trey Rodriguez. Grounder right back to Hulbert. Over to first, and that's your game. A&M Consolidated comes back from a 1-0 deficit. They were down to their last strike. And they come back to win it 2-1. They are headed to the state championship game.
And that'll be tomorrow morning at 11:30. The first pitch will be on the air at about 11:15, 11:13 tomorrow. Chase Murphy and Chuck Klinwinkle again with the call right here on 1620. The Tigers trying to bring the state championship back to College Station. Pretty exciting stuff. It was a whale of a ball game. The big sports news in the country today was from Belmont. I'll Have Another's bid for the first Triple Crown in 34 years ended shockingly in the barn and not on the racetrack today when the colt was scratched the day before the Belmont Stakes and retired from racing with a swollen tendon. Quoting his trainer, Doug O'Neill, "It's been an unbelievable ride, an incredible run. It's a bummer. It's not tragic, but it's a huge disappointment. I'll Have Another, who won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness Stakes with stirring stretch drives, was the 4-5 favorite to win the Belmont and become the 12th Triple Crown winner and the first since affirmed in 1978. He will not run tomorrow. It's the first time since 1936 that a horse won the Derby and the Preakness and did not run in the Belmont." Well, the NCAA baseball tournament continued with a few super regional best of three starts, and the wildest game has not finished yet. Upstart Stony Brook Seawolves had a chance to beat LSU by a run in the 9th, 10th, and 11th innings, but the Tigers hit solo home runs in all three. And with the game tied 4-4 in the top of the 12th inning, the rains came, and they're still in a rain delay at Baton Rouge. In Tucson, Arizona beat St. John's today 7-6 in 10 innings, despite St. John's out-hitting the Wildcats 18-11. Tonight, TCU, the winner of the College Station Regional, will start a best of three out on the West Coast at UCLA. Stanford will be at Florida State. Tomorrow, Oklahoma starts their series with South Carolina, Kent State at Oregon, North Carolina State at Florida, and Baylor will be hosting Arkansas. These are all the best two out of three. The eight winners all go to Omaha. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers used their brooms again as they got another sweep, this time of the Acadiana Cane Cutters in a 10-4 win last night at the AMB ballpark. They got six of their runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Bombers scored the 10 runs on just six hits, including four RBIs from Adam Pena. The Bombers used five pitchers, with Luis De Jesus getting his second win of the year. The Bombers will bring in the 4-0 East Texas Pumpjacks tonight and the Victoria Generals tomorrow night for their fireworks display game. Aggies Troy Stein and Corey Ray both play for the Pumpjacks. Well, LeBron James showed why he's the NBA's reigning MVP as he put on one of his greatest postseason performances to help the Miami Heat force a seventh game in the Eastern Conference Finals. James shot 19 for 26 from the field and finished with 45 points and 15 rebounds to lead the Heat's 98-79 rout of the Celtics in Boston. He ended up 4 points shy of his playoff career high while playing just 45 minutes. Game 7 will be Saturday tomorrow at Miami. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder are awaiting the series winner after disposing of San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals. Game 1 of the finals will be Tuesday at Oklahoma City. Again, our top story, if you heard it right here on 1620 WTAW, it was one whale of a ball game. Corpus Christi Carroll was one strike away from winning the game. A&M Consolidated gets the tying run, then the go-ahead run, and then they shut Carroll down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning, and they win the semifinal game. They'll take on Cy Ranch tomorrow morning at 11:30. You'll hear the game right here on 1620 WTAW. But try to get to Round Rock. They'd love your support. I'm Tom Turbeville. Have a great weekend. Go Tigers. See you Monday morning. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.